The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, so good.
You ever hear rapping on a banjo?
All right, so this is the Greg Hill Show. I'm Rob Bradford. Bradfoe, along with Nick Fitzy Stevens, Jackson, behind the glass. As perfect segue, because we were talking about before the break about how Netflix, we have to embrace Netflix and we have to basically be like, okay, this is the future. Much like a lot of things in 2024, we have to embrace things that are coming that are not turning back. And at Jackson, as we know, by what year was that banjo you got for Christmas?
1888.
Nothing says, hey kids, I'm the cool, I'm at the cool lunch table. Than getting the 18-something banjo. Yes. Thank you for bringing back the banjo.
You're welcome. I'm very excited about
it. The kids now are buzzing about the banjo, Jackson.
Hey, right? Man. It's a classic for a reason, right?
Yeah. And to honor to this segment, to understand the magnitude of the moment, Fitzy, I have stripped down. I have turned my hat backwards. Because we are talking about the future. We're talking about, see, here it is. Here it is.
Look
hold
at
on.
That. Look at that. There
look at
it
that.
Is.
Look at that.
Bradfoe, you got some serious ink. That wasn't, that
oh,
that
no.
ain't no
go
like
hard
little.
Go hard or go home.
That's a painful
wow.
spot, too.
Yeah, go that hard or go
inside of
home.
The arm, wow.
Zoom in on that tarp. I don't know if you can. That is my baseball isn't boring tattoo.
Look at that.
It takes 20 years off, right? Oh, my goodness. I can't walk down the street without everybody saying, you look so young. But I, in case people don't know, I got a Baseball Isn't Boring tattoo, Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. And we could talk about that, too, Fissy, if you want. The evolution of podcasts, the evolution of media, because that's a big part of 2024. If you did this program this time last year, I would imagine the amount of podcasts, much like the year before, have quadrupled because that's where all the cool kids are going in large form, except for this radio station, of course. But even this radio station, we're talking, I think that, Fitzy, you do such an excellent job. I love listening to you because when you're listening to you, it's like you're doing a podcast. And I think that's the way that everything's going. That's how everybody has to accept what is going on. I don't know what podcast besides your own, besides Baseballs and Boring, to listen to, but yep. Driving in here at 5 a.m., I was listening to Smartless podcast.
That's one of my, it's top five for me.
Right. So, and it is just talking. As much like we have for the first couple hours, we're talking about Jackson falling in the shower, you being naked in a sauna, I don't know, me getting a tattoo, Bill O'Brien getting Larry Bird autographed basketball, whatever it is. But I think that this is another thing that is only going to keep going this way, much like accepting that Netflix is going, places like Netflix is where we're going to be watching football games and basketball games. Accepting that the NBA is just a bunch of three-pointers and you hope for a good last couple of minutes, accepting that baseball pitchers are going to all throw 105 miles an hour and then blow out their elbow a year later, accepting that college football players are going to be paid as well, maybe if not better, than professional football players.
That, well, that it is a professional sport now, and it is the second most, that was my lead the other day as well, that it is the second most popular sport in America, and by leaps and bounds as well. And people just best well embrace that even though it is considered or classified an amateur sport, that it's a pro sport and it's going nowhere. As a matter of fact, college football, if you look at the ratings last weekend for that blowout first round of the college football playoffs, they were massive, massive ratings.
Well, let me ask you this. So, and Bill O'Brien, you can go to the Odyssey app. Awesome interview with him. Once again, we talked about that. It's just a real guy, right? I mean, such a real guy.
Loved it.
Yeah. And so when you talk about college football already being popular, already each edging forward toward professional football, I'm sorry, the NFL, but you're going to get players staying there longer, Fitzy. The better players are going to stay there longer. Am I wrong about that? Like,
no. Yeah, why wouldn't you take 6 years of eligibility to make guaranteed money?
Right, exactly. To be with your guys.
Yeah.
And you're going to be have like Colorado. You're going to take out enormous insurance and policies. And you're going to be okay with your coach saying, like, I don't know if you saw Deion Sanders announcing his or lecturing his team and saying, hey, I don't want to smell any smoke in the hotel room because if I do, it'll be your last puff. Hey, listen, Deion knows where it's at. I mean, this is the reality of it. And the funny part about that, in case anyone didn't check that out on social media, is that Colorado puts this out there, right? This is Bill Belichick. Can you imagine Bill Belichick, University of North Carolina, getting the social media video out there and saying, oh, by the way, this is a clip that we're going to play. It's him lecturing, say, hey, listen, just don't be smoking. Don't be smoking in the hotel room. Come on, don't be smoking in the hotel room.
Like, did you ever think it would come down to this? Bill Belichick having to tell his players, who he all just recently plucked from the transfer portal in his college football program in the Atlantic Coastal Conference, that if they felt the need to consume, please use gummies and don't be smoking before the game. What a time to be alive.
Once again, Fitzy, you're making my point. And this, thank you, Netflix, for the jumping off of this car, using this as a jumping off point for this conversation, is that a lot of this stuff isn't going to change. And so when we talk about Belichick, and there's a million different ways to go, and you can join the conversation, 617-779-7937, because this is factored in the NBA and all the other sports that I talked about, and Bill Belichick, Fitzy. Bill Belichick is, we can say he's going to get in there and he's going to teach him how to hit C-gap the right way. Yep. And he's going to get back to the basics. Well, okay, super. But if he doesn't adjust to the changing times of how you have to act around players and how you have to pay players and how you have to get the best talent and how you have to, and we saw a little of that in his final years with the Patriots, right? Is that we had to say, is Bill Belichick allowing them to have enough fun? And I'll say this before you answer, Fitzy. One of the elements of the adjustment that Bill Belichick, we saw him take, was in the media. He tried to be the cool kid, right? He tried as much as he could to be the cool kid. And I'm not just talking about dating the 24-year-old, but tried to be the cool kid in the podcast world of being a little bit looser and having the one-liners and all that. Because he understood that in order to survive, in order for whether it was the NFL teams or, in this case, college teams, to accept him, he couldn't just be the, block, tackle. No, he couldn't be that guy, right?
No, and it's funny, you mentioned tying from podcasting to Belichick personas and steering into the inevitability of a technology-embraced world that we live in now, Bradfo. Back a few months ago, when the American sports story Aaron Hernandez show came out, which, you know, most people derided, and for a good reason, in Pat's Nation, I had the guy that played Belichick, Broadway actor Norbert Leo Butts, on as a guest of the Six Rings podcast. And he said he didn't spend too much time around Belichick in crafting his take on Bill Belichick, but he wanted to try to understand the man. He did a lot of research on his family history and such, but his main takeaway was that Belichick basically created a persona that he thought would work to distract people's attention away from the football team so that the football team could focus on the one thing he wanted them to do, and that was play and win football games. Well, when that charade ran thin in the NFL because the team wasn't winning anymore, Belichick basically had to ditch it, and that persona and the bad drafting, unfortunately, is all what came around and bit him in the ass, because he certainly knew how to prepare and coach a football team still, but he just wasn't getting through to his ownership and his fan base at large. So he goes on this media tour this past year with The Underdog and Peyton Manning and the Manning cast and everything. And, you know, he shows his age by having Matt Patricia print out his questions for him that he's literally reading on the air. You can see it says doyourjob1@gmail.com forwarded from Matt Patricia on the freaking piece of paper he's holding on. But he did a persona rebrand tour this year, and it worked well enough not to get him a job back in the NFL, because the NFL now is no country for old coaching men. Everyone's going with the tracksuit, tight pants, McVay, Shanahan, Ben Johnson, offensive wunderkind world. Now, the old guys like Belichick, they have to find new ways to connect. And isn't it funny that the rebranded landscape of college football is where somebody with all that institutional knowledge like Belichick would go work? I think North Carolina is going to be a fascinating study over the next 2 years. Fascinating. And I think they're going to be great.
Well, again, this goes to the bigger conversation. And whether you want to talk about North Carolina, Bill Belichick, the NFL, the Patriots, Netflix, the media landscape. Mm-hmm. As I said, I can talk about baseball all the live long days, because there's elements of that, of holy mackerel. I just did a podcast that dropped today with Rich Hill. And he's like, yeah, I went out to the bullpen sometimes, and there would be 10 analysts there, you know, with contraptions all over the place. And this is something that, again, the genie isn't going to be put back in the bottle. We look at NBA, the NBA games, how we have to power through to get to the last couple minutes of these NBA games because of the three-pointer. Mm-hmm. So I would just ask the question, like, what is the thing that maybe going into next year that we're going to say, hey, you know what? This took another step, much like we're sitting here right now and rattling off this stuff about Netflix, about Bill Belichick, about college players getting paid. Because Fitzy, a year ago, let's not forget, a year ago, a lot of stuff we were not talking about. This has happened over the last year, right? I mean, we're talking about college players like we are now, a year ago, were we?
No, not to this degree.
No, no.
No, I mean, if anything, we had a moment talking about Coach Prime and what he was doing at Colorado, but obviously Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter weren't coming out in the draft, so we weren't that interested. And we were well into draft by now. Bradford, December 2023, we were a month and a half into draft talk because the final Belichick iteration of the Patriots were so bad. But now the landscape has drastically changed, and it's not going to go back. There are certain things where there's a movement and then there's a counter movement. Like, you'll see it a lot in football because they call it such a copycat league. So it'll go. Remember, you know, there were all the Colts complained about the Patriots, and then offensive rules loosened up, and then we had the fantasy footballification and everybody going air raid offense, five wide. And now look what's happened. Defensive coordinators eventually catch up, counter program. And now this has become the year of the running back in the NFL. And so you'll always, like, eventually people will defend the 3-point shot better, and the game will go back in basketball as well. I think in terms of schematics, there's always there's a little quid pro quo. But as far as technology and the way society behaves, no, that's not changing anytime soon.
Well, and also Jackson bringing back the banjo, that shows you everything can be brought back. Thank you, Jackson. All right, this is the Greg Hill Show. I'm Rob Bradford. That's Fitzy Stevens. And we are going to be with you all the way till 10 o'clock, and we have John Lyons, Lyons and KJ, right? Lyons and KJ.
Yeah, KJ and Lyons, baby.
All right, okay. And I do want to ask if either one of those have tattoos, because, you know, as someone who has a tattoo now, I'm part of the Cool Kids Club, along with Jackson. Although I've seen Jackson tattoos.
Yeah,
looks like they were cool. Done with like a rusty spoon.
Yeah, it looks like an old Navy tattoo.
Yeah, yeah. All right, speaking of Jackson, here he is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. The Chiefs took down the Steelers 29-10 behind three Patrick Mahomes touchdowns. The Ravens played the role of Grinch to the Texans as they killed them 31-2. The
Can
Celtics.
Can you change that, please?
What?
Grinch thing. Come on.
Come on. It was on Christmas.
It's a cliche.
All right.
Let's workshop that.
All right.
We don't have
to workshop it.
No.
All right. They Krampus.
Thank you.
Okay.
There
they Krampus the Texans 31-2. Celtics lost a close one to the 76ers, 118-114. They have the Pacers tomorrow night at the Garden at 7:30. Today only, stop into your local Shaw's or Star Market for their daily deal. Today's deal is pretzel roll sandwiches for $5 each. That's right, pretzel roll sandwiches are $5 each. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. I'm Jackson. That's what's trending on WEI and WEI.com.
Here you go. I assume there's a banjo in here somewhere. Right? Jackson?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Hey, can we find the more of the past, present, and future? Can we find the most proficient, popular banjo Instagram page there is? Instagram account? Can we do that?
Yeah, we can ever do that.
I mean,
that,
it's not going to crash the computers.
No.
It's not going to get you in trouble.
No.
All right. So it's not like Fitzy playing the banjo naked in his sauna. You know, no, we do not want to have that. But
nobody,
I am Rob Bradford. I am Rob Bradford, known as Bradfo to some. And that is Nick Stevens, known to Fitzy as many. And Fitzy, as I saw all fall long, all football season long, mm-hmm. you cruise and doing such fine work among the people, among the fans, among the football people, why also chugging 5-Hour Energy. So a toast to you, my friend. A toast to you.
Oh, Bradfo, so, thank you. Here, yeah. I stand the fan.
For me, it's a sipping drink, you know, but...
I love the fact that when I first did those 5-Hour Energy things, I love the fact that, you know, and they did a whole big campaign. They're a good sponsor at Odyssey as well for that little football flavor of 5-Hour Energy this fall. The second I spoke to them, the first thing I thought was, man, Bradfo's going to be so proud of me.
So I'm a big fan of 5-Hour Energy. I am very mindful of what it does to me, just to say that. So
get
I also
B vitamins and niacin up in you, my man.
Oh, no, listen. I mean, there's a picture somewhere of a brain with a lightning bolt coming out of it. So it's all energy.
Your elevated, you know, like 22nd century thought processes don't just come natural. While you are one of the greater brilliant megaminds of our time.
No, but thank you for that segue. It's an excellent one. So you had said one of the things that I want to push back on is, I don't know if you know, that's a Celtics loss yesterday. So
whoa, Bradfo, got to be careful.
Oh,
we talked about this the other day as well.
Oh,
the green teamers, they are the Celtics.
They don't like
are beyond,
you
can't
lose.
Criticize them.
No.
They just won a title.
No. Our guy Terp running the Twitch stream right now. He is WEI.com. Excellent beat writer for WEI.com when it comes to the Celtics. And you should go check out the story that he has up right now on WEI.com. Why the Celtics slump should be an easy fix. I love you, Terp, man. I love you.
Why it should be.
God
that's like me
you.
5 years ago believing God, in everything God. Brady and Belichick. God bless you,
God
Terp.
Bless you. Cam Newton is the future. See, did you see? He ran it on 10 incline. On the treadmill without a shirt off. I mean, it is. So this is one of the things we have to, because we're spinning this, we have to accept the future. We have to accept the what's what. We have to accept that Netflix is going to be part of our lives when it comes to the NFL. And just to keep the baseball theme going in my world, you have to accept that guys are going to keep blowing out their arm. I mean, listen, Garrett Crochet, I said it before. It is, if you had to pick a pitcher that you're going to get in the offseason, he would be at the top of the list. But you also have to accept in the life of his time in the Red Sox, he may have an arm injury because that's what happens to pitchers. You have to accept in the NBA that the three-point thing is a problem. It is absolutely a problem. And maybe, Terp, if you had a mic, but you don't, so I'm just going to talk at you. I would say this. It's not an easy fix. Because the Celtics can't shoot three-pointers right now. Their whole world is predicated on three-pointers. Mm-hmm. And to come back to the media portion of this, consuming this stuff, Fitzy, mm-hmm. is that I do think that when you talk about the problem with NBA and ratings, that it is the three-point is the starting of this conversation. And it's going to be difficult to put that genie in the bottle. You had said, oh, they're going to find a way to defend it. The problem is, yeah, they'll defend it, Fitzy, but they're going to keep shooting it. Like, that's the problem.
You think that toothpaste is now forever out of the tube?
And there's so many things, and this comes back to my original thought with this, Fitzy, is that we just have to accept this. And I, with the three-point thing, I saw something where, okay, you know, maybe there's a limit and you get penalized. There has to be something. But I do know this. If we're going to juxtapose the Christmas Day sports extravaganza, mm-hmm. and what we're doing why. Like watching you unwrap your sauna, correct?
Right.
Did you unwrap? How was it presented to you? How was this?
A photograph.
Oh! It's a promise gift.
Yeah. So it's arriving January 2nd, and I said that's amazing. You know, we'll have to have that space out of the house cleared up, honey, so we can, you know, make sure the ground is level. They can install it. She's like, oh no. It's arriving. All 800 pounds of it is arriving in four boxes. We have to build it.
Oh. You did not say that.
She did.
Oh, my goodness.
If I'm not on the air on Six Rings, writing Sunday 7 or goofing around on Instagram, you'll know where to find me for the next 2 months.
How many times are you going to say, why is this thing getting hot? I don't understand. Why is this getting hot?
I have the stones plugged in, damn it.
Stones plugged in. And when you do finally get the proper construction of this thing, you have to promise this for the brand, for the Fitzy brand, for the brand of Six Rings. You have to do the seductive where you have the legs crossed and nothing else, with a top hat and a monocle, and maybe just the ladle where you're putting the water on the stones. Figuratively and literally. All right, so.
Thank you, Bradfo. It's like you're programming my OnlyFans right now.
That's what I'm here to do. I mean, we could talk about how, you know, talk about genies not being put back in the bottle. But please do that for me. Please, like the men of Fitzy sauna starts and ends with one. So
yeah,
thank
and
you.
The best part is, it has a roof height, a ceiling height of 72 inches. So clocking in at 73.5 inches is perfect.
Can you fit more than one person in it?
It's a four-person sauna.
Oh!
Yeah.
If you do not do a remote Six Rings podcast from there, you aren't trying.
That's what I'm thinking. I should invite, but, you know, Bradfo, I've always wanted to, speaking of steering into the way contemporary entertainment is produced and consumed now, I have long admired the people from First We Feast. They are that's the company that produces Hot Ones, which if we're going to be completely honest, is more popular than almost any television program, because every episode averages between 8 and 20 million views. It's like, what are the three most popular TV shows right now? They are Mr. Beast, Joe Rogan, and Hot Ones.
Yes.
They are not Blue Bloods and some game show or whatever. Like, TV's time has passed. Like, that time is done, Charles. It is our time now. Finding a way to do something like that, and there are imitators that are also fascinating. You can find all sorts of fun game shows that take place in bodegas in New York. There's one called Chick Shop or Chop Shop in England, where this girl just goes out and has chicken dinners with guys and celebrities and interviews them, and it gets millions and millions of views because it's raw, real, and fascinating. I think I got a Schwitzy. Schwitzy's Wicked Pissa Sauna is going to become.
if you do not do an interview show in that sauna and have people like Jackson in there with his banjo, I mean, again, we are
trying. The house band is right back there by the hot coals.
That is not a bad idea.
Oh, my goodness.
No, it's really not. Yeah. I think a sauna-based interview show would be tremendous.
The ideas are popping, and it all morphs or merges with what we're talking about, Fitzy. And I don't care if people want to talk about the three-point shot or Bill Belichick or media, because don't get me going about that. And the Netflix thing is a perfect example. You wonder about network television. You had just referenced it. Okay, Blue Bloods or whatever it is. It's like
Chicago Fire, Chicago Hope, Chicago Hospital.
Still, to this day, I can't get my head around how people still watch those, but I guess it's a middle America thing. But to your point, it's you have hot ones. We did, of course, Baseballs and Boring, did the Wasabi Challenge. I mean, here, Tristan Cassis, take a glob of wasabi and eat it and get a trillion views and thank you. Yay, game of baseball. Yay, right? That's what we're talking about.
How did that one work out for you?
It worked great. It didn't take a 5-camera shoot. No, it took me showing up and saying, Tristan Cassis, hey, I'm going to ask you a question, and if you get it wrong, you're going to have to devour this wad of wasabi.
Did he do a wasabi bump if he answered a question incorrectly?
Yes. No, he wow. had to. He had to. The wasabi challenge was that, as everybody knows, in 2024, again, it was hot ones, and now it's wasabi challenge. I sat there. I said, pick a player on your team. Pick a player. Now I'm going to ask you a question about that player. And when Tristan Cassis, who's, you know, people, he's a very polarizing figure. Mm. But the great thing about him is that he likes to have fun. And this was an example of this. So he picked Garrett Whitlock. What's Garrett Whitlock's middle name? He didn't know. If you get it wrong, you have to eat a ping pong ball size of wasabi. And sure enough, he did. And then sure enough, Vaughn Grissom comes up to me in the clubhouse and says, hey, I saw that. I want to do it. Okay, Vaughn Grissom. I did it with him. He ate the wasabi. I eat the wasabi. Everyone's having a good time. Wasabi's happy. Like, this is what we're talking about. It's
big
not
wasabi going to get behind. You're going to get that big wasabi money next year.
Oh, it's wasabi hot cloud storage, wasabi technologies. Thank you for being a proud sponsor of the Baseballs and Boring. But it is. But this is what we're talking about. And Netflix, and I'll come back to the Netflix broadcast. I feel like you were a fan of it overall. They did a good job.
Because I've embraced, I love. As somebody who's had YouTube, I got rid of cable ages ago. And if that prohibits me from a Comcast or Xfinity sponsorship in the future, so be it. No, Bradfell, I've had YouTube TV almost from the jump. And it's because I live my life in, you know, a man of many faces, living and working in many spaces. And I want to be able to take my entertainment with me on the go. And so if I can have a game on with real-time stats feeding into my fantasy team all while I'm in the car between one job and the other, then that's how it has to be. Like, I'm trying to do business now as business is getting done. Do I think we need to be a global on-demand society 24/7, 365? No. But at the same time, expectations have been altered such that we have a need for immediacy. And so you order something, it better be on my door the next day. When I'm watching something, I better be able to link it to my social so I can let other people know about it, even though I should really just be home taking care of me and mine.
Yeah, it goes back to my original statement, which is we have to embrace the fact that you had YouTube TV as long as you've had it. Like, shows you are ahead of the curve, and we all have to be ahead of the curve. We have to think about what's coming so people can weigh in. What is coming? Like, what is, if Netflix a year ago, we would not have said Netflix was going to broadcast two games on a Wednesday on Christmas Day, and
They both suck.
Yeah, they both suck. And I haven't even gotten to the NBA games. You know, you look at, I see this, I'm looking at this Twitter account, it's @RealApp. And it said, oh, NBA ratings are down, quote. And then it has the NBA games, and they're all like two-point games. The Lakers, Golden State, two-point game. Sixers, Celtics comes down to the end. You know, Timberwolves and Mavericks, six-point game. Knicks, Spurs, three-point game. Okay, fine. You had close games. But if I'm going to watch the ratings of those two, like, mm-hmm. Netflix is the big winner. I'm sorry. It's not the, where was the NBA on NBC? You know, whatever it is. I know that's not a thing, but all right.
It will be again, though.
All right, but I want people to weigh in if they, what is the next thing? Like, what is the thing that we're not thinking about now, and what are the things that we have to get our head around? Or what is the thing that we have to go back to? Is there a thing, much like the banjo? Have we found the banjo Instagram account, Jackson?
Well, no, but we've been doing some banjo research, and apparently the most prolific banjo player ever is Bella Fleck from Bella Fleck and the Flecktones.
Okay, so. How old is Bella Fleck?
That's a good question. Yeah, pretty
102.
Old.
But let's keep researching that, all right? This very, very important work. This is the Craig Hill Show. I'm Rob Bradford. That's Nick Fitzy Stevens. Be back after this.
You only gave me a couple of seconds.
I know. That's my bad. That's
well,
Jack.
I mean, we got to wait it out now, Brad.
Yeah, we can't
not
do it.
Can we ease it?
Well, I will share this, Brad, folks.
Yeah.
Speaking of the way radio is done now.
Yeah.
at Worcester66 tweeted at us a half an hour ago, and there we go. Yeah, you can ride that up, Jackson. There we go.
It's my walking song.
Can Jackson just play the theme from Deliverance and get this banjo theme over with? Well, there you have it.
All right, yeah,
thank
that's
you for
a
listening,
closer.
Lisa. We appreciate you.
So Fitzy, a little behind the scenes. This is Greg Hill Show. I'm Rob Bradford, along with Nick Fitzy Stevens. I say, hey, can you play the Deliverance banjo scene? And Jackson said, can I physically do it? Okay. I didn't realize.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
I'm Ron Burgundy. At great risk of being fired from this company, I typed in sexiest banjo player into Google search. Okay. Yeah. And all that comes up are basically the equivalent of it immediately goes to hot banjo players, which immediately goes into like people like yourself, Fitzy, playing the banjo in saunas. So, yep.
You can probably follow me at Sauna Banjo. That's where I'm going to be.
I'm not going to lie to you. I love workshop and stuff. I love when the ideas are popping. And what do you call it? What do you want to call your sauna podcast?
Fitzy and the Hot Banjos or something.
Yes.
Yep. Talking ball with Fitzy.
It's so good. So there's so many things. Thank you, Mrs. Stevens, for doing this.
She nailed it. Stuck the landing.
Absolutely. What was your? Do your kids know you're getting a sauna?
Yeah. Oh, they're all fired up about it.
Are they?
They won't like it. They love whenever we go to a hotel and the cranky hotel staff isn't around to tell them, hey, get out of there. No kids in the hot tub. They love jumping in a nice little hot tub, but I don't think they realize that the sauna is going to be, dad's going to have it cranked up to about $1.60.
Yeah, and here's the thing. We're talking about the generations and lack of patience. Mm-hmm. And the hot tub versus sauna is the perfect analogy for this, because the sauna seems like a good idea because it's different. But then the kids get in it like, wait, I got to sit here in the heat? What's going on? With a hot tub, there's a whole lot of stuff going on, right? There's the jets, there's the heat, there's the everything. Everything. Yeah, everything, Fitzy.
Ever since we all saw Jersey Shore, we've all had to second guess time spending time in the hot tub.
Here's the question that I asked the person waking up this morning. Has anyone ever seen a Jersey Shore member in a sauna? No. Exactly. But again, you're bringing things back, much like Jax is bringing back the banjo. I am turning my hat backwards and getting tattoos. You are bringing back the sauna via podcast and nakedness.
We're gonna make saunas great again, Bradford.
Put it on the bumper sticker. All right, John in the car. Hey, John, thanks for hanging on. What's going on?
I have no doubt that Fitzy is going to just up the level of synergy with sauna and interviews and just putting people in the hot
so
seat.
Good.
I can't.
So good.
A literal hot seat.
It's so good. It's going to be so good.
It's going to be fantastic. Hey, quick media sport hits that I got before I get to my Celtics take or NBA take. NBA on the Disney thing, cartoon thing they did there yesterday, that wasn't terrible. That was like almost entertaining for 5 minutes. Also, not terrible on the production was I gotta agree with Fitzy. Like Netflix didn't do a terrible job. Of course, whenever you have like the greatest play-by-play guy right now of all time, which is Ian Eagle, you're never gonna be doing a bad job. That was a pretty decent game to watch. But the thing that has really kind of bugged me about everybody panicking about NBA ratings numbers being down is like, the NBA, because of the sheer number of games, has to be the number one sport when it comes to illegally streaming. I mean, it was this past year that we saw LeBron James illegally streaming games on his own. Like, he had somebody next to him. He was watching a game on the sideline, and you could see that he was watching it on some illegally streamed website. Like, kids today and the NBA has embraced, like, letting all of their video be online. Like, whenever the NBA highlights are on YouTube within 5 seconds of a game ending, every other league, like it's, you know, a DMCA takedown of everything left and right. But the NBA doesn't care. They're like the Grateful Dead of sports.
they're the Antonio Brown of sports. But
in terms of ratings, like it's when you're letting everybody have access, that certainly is going to impact your ratings number at the bottom line when everybody can like hijack everything and repackage. And the NBA is certainly, you know, that's part of the issue. I don't mind three-pointers. I like scoring.
Yeah, and thanks for the call, John. You know, the thing is, and John raises some really, really good points, is that the acceptance, and this is what we come back to, there has to be an acceptance of where it's going, the genie out of the bottle moment. And for a lot of these professional leagues, they didn't accept it. The NFL didn't need to accept it, right? They don't need to because they're so powerful. People are going to do whatever it takes, as we have seen with Amazon and now Netflix, do whatever it takes to find the games. Not correct. So with the NBA. And I'll give you the ultimate one, which, like, the MLB is chasing their tail so many times in so many things.
And yet they were the most technologically progressive because the technology from BAM, baseball's advanced media, is what's used by all the other leagues, Bradford.
Right. And, but at the same time, you know, I'll go back to our own world, which was, you know, when we're having WEI.com and say, well, why isn't, aren't the games, the radio broadcast games, streaming on the entity that is broadcasting it? Because Major League Baseball wouldn't allow it. Major League Baseball would not allow the thing that people were consuming the product more than any other way, which is on your phone, wouldn't allow you to do it unless you subscribed to the MLB app. And so they changed it now. So obviously for WEI.com, you have an area with all of New England, part of Connecticut, where you can finally do it. But it took them, Fitzy, years upon years upon years. And I know this because I lived through it. I'm like, why can't we have this streaming? This makes no sense. You're pushing away people who want to do this. And it was crazy to me. And then even if you talk about their iteration, their version of the Netflix broadcast, the Apple broadcast on Friday nights, Fitzy, the lesson that I think the NFL learned, or they did better job, was that they got established people. They got Ian Eagle. They got people on the pregame show that they knew that people liked. With the MLB for the Apple TV, no knock on these people. They've probably gone off on to good things, and they're very talented. But at the same time, the Apple TV broadcast, the thing that everyone was saying, look at this broadcast, they had very inexperienced broadcasters on doing it to the point where you're like, no, that's not how you want first impressions. And that was another mistake they made. Anyway, there's my rant. So there you go.
Okay. And solid rant. Very good. Very good. And I think baseball did it the wrong way. Football doesn't have to dole out or dispense the product for free because of our insatiable need to consume it. You know, I've always said there is no methadone for football. Like, you just, once that's become your thing, that's all you care about. That's all you want forever. And you'll do anything, including watching it on Amazon, streaming it on Christmas Day on Netflix. Look, the NFL didn't go to streaming services because they wanted to keep up with a more fickle digital on-the-move audience. They went there because Jeff Bezos, the heads of Netflix, eventually Tim Cook, all just paid them top dollar. They are capitalism at its absolute finest execution. Basketball giving away the product for free, good for them. But basketball's become more of a global sport than anything else. And I think that's one of the main reasons why people have a hard time embracing it now, Bradfo. A lot of the stars, forget about the Jason Tatums and other ones that seem like Timothy Chalamet level disinterested in what you think about them. It's the internationalization of the league. You know, like, it's hard to, like, not the Nowitzkis, but just like the Jokovic's and others that are, you know, English isn't their primary language. They don't want to do all that nonsense. Like, that hurts when you're trying to build around the stars of the game right now.
Yeah, and I'll give you another one, which is, you know, the entity or the idea of what happened in the game. Okay, so I remember years ago, you had the thing about MLB, why are the games so late? You're tuning out an entire audience. Well, the reality was that audience that you're talking about is always going to go to Bleacher Report and look at the highlights and piece it together that way. That's just how it was, and that's really how it is. Basketball is sort of the same way, where you can piece together what happened through social media in large part. I don't think necessarily you can do that in football. Football, it's the entirety of the game, which is why you guys are able to do what you do so well, which is break down every little thing of a football game. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think I am, but I think that comes into play too. Yes.
I enjoy watching on MLB's YouTube. I enjoy watching on the NBA's YouTube page, the 9 to 10 minute cutdowns that are available within an hour afterward, because there are so many basketball games, because there are so, however, with so few football games, you want the whole entire experience. And if you are on demand, immediacy based, then having the ability to watch, like I mentioned before, the YouTube TV NBA NFL Sunday package multi-view, then that's for you. And you know, and also having your phone and your laptop out for fantasy scores, group chat, group text, etc.
Were you watching the game on Netflix when you fell in the shower twice, Jackson?
No, I was not. I was nope.
Okay, I don't want to ask what else are you doing.
Yeah, just leave it at that.
Yeah, I will leave it at that. Back to the sauna talk. All right, this is the Greg Hill Show. I'm Rob Bradford. That's Nick Fitzy Stevens. We're going to be on with you until 10 o'clock. KJ Lyons will join us then. This is WEEI. I'll be back after this.